Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. There's a little bit of sadness as we approach the end of John 21. I've had so much fun doing this, and I feel like the Deeper Daily Podcast really developed its style over the last year and a half as we were doing these verses from John, because before we entered it, we would just kind of, you know, whatever. I might do a topic for 3 or 4 days. I might do one verse one day and one verse the next. There was no definitive flow. But in doing it this way, we've really found our style, a way of really almost just like talking to you and just sharing with you what we feel the Scripture's saying. And I hope it's been, and from the feedback we've got, it's been what people have been really digging and what they've really been looking for. We do that again as we go into John 21:15 today. As we break down the second half of the verse, Jesus said, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He says to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my lambs." The question Jesus asked is, "Do you love me more than these?" And he uses the Greek word agape, which is love, unconditional, everlasting. It's best described as the God kind of love, the way God loves us. It's without his love in us, it's impossible for us to have that kind of love, because our love can be severed, thus rendering it not agape. Although in principle, I say we have a sort of agape love for our children or whatever, but even that can be pressed to its limit. Peter's response, "Lord, you know I love you," is he does not say, "Lord, you know I agape you." He says, "Lord, you know I phileo you." That is the Greek word for "am very fond of you." You and I are very tight. You and I are very close. But he does not answer with the same word as in which he's asked. So Jesus is basically saying to Peter, "How much do you love me?" I think that's a good way of saying it. I'm not saying I'm nailing it, but I think it's a good way of saying it. "How much do you love me?" And Peter says, "Well, Lord, you know, I'm very, very fond of you." And Peter, the Lord says to him, "Then feed my lambs." A couple things I want to bring out here. Some of the bringing of this will necessitate more verses. But the first thing I want to bring out is that all feeding that happens from a minister to a people, or let's say it better, from a shepherd to his sheep, pastor to congregation, evangelist to church, whatever, all of that, when it's at its best, when there's green grass and still waters, it's going to come from a place of love. "Do you love me?" "Yes." "Then feed my lambs." Not, "Do you want to serve me?" "Yes." "Then go preach." But rather, "Do you love me?" So the greatest extension, the greatest way to show forth the love that we have is in ministering to people around us. Let ministry be birthed from a place of the love that you have for him and the love that he has for you. I think it goes back to the core of our faith, that what we're built on is love, and that if we receive love, we give love. If we don't receive love, we don't give love. Jesus is saying, let all of your future, this is what I see, let all of your future ministry plans and choices and decisions be framed not just around what's easy, not just around what's popular. Let all of your future decisions in ministry be framed around a relationship of love. "Do you love me?" "Yes." Then let that be why you preach. Let that not, "Do you want to please me?" Not, "Do you want to serve me?" Not, "Are you scared of me?" Not, "Do you feel bad? Are you living in some guilt? Do you have some condemnation over the way you've been acting?" But no, let your service be a service of love. And I think ministry's built out of love, not just built on "I'm going to preach love," but built from a place of love. I'm serving out of love, not serving out of obligation. That's where grace flows in ministry. Otherwise, we end up with a lot of works and performance and law. But where grace flows, where life flows, is always found in the place where there is a motivation, a heart motivated by love. Now, the next part of that is what necessitates more verses. We'll pile them on. We'll start tomorrow on that as we see where Jesus is taking this conversation and how Peter's trying to steer it as well. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.